So we have a diagnosis of hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy, which is also known as HOCM. This is our classic sudden death in young athlete. This is autosomal dominant. It's a mutation in the beta myosin heavy chain gene. It leads to abnormal and disorganized hypertrophic cardiac myocytes, choice B. So our left ventricular hypertrophy, it's going to cause an asymmetric septal configuration or asymmetric septal positioning where the anterior mitral valve leaflet can cross over and block the left ventricular outflow tract, particularly under states of low left ventricular volume. So when heart rate is high and our stroke volume increases and we're really pushing out that blood from the left ventricle, we get an increased risk of that anterior mitral valve leaflet blocking off the left ventricular outflow tract. And that will precipitate acute left heart strain, triggering a ventricular fibrillation, and the patient dies. So this is not a myocardial infarction. This has nothing to do with myocardial necrosis, nothing to do with coronary artery disease. So there's clean coronary arteries, okay? We do not have atherosclerosis of the coronary vessels. That's very important that you know that. But this condition, it's I'd say one of the higher yield points is knowing that the murmur sounds the same as aortic stenosis. So you would get a mid-systolic murmur in the upper chest, okay, or crescendo, decrescendo. The difference is that it worsens with lower volume in the heart. So if the patient performs Valsalva or stands up from a sitting position, which decreases preload, those two maneuvers decrease preload, we would get a worsening of the murmur. Whereas in aortic stenosis, the murmur would either not change or it would slightly soften. Okay, so this is hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy. Don't confuse this with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, which is just hypertensive heart disease, which you can get from systemic hypertension. That's the most common cause. So, but the pathologies are different. When we talk about hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy, HOCM, that's literally your autosomal dominant beta myosin heavy chain gene condition, okay? So, see anything else here? We would expect concentric hypertrophy, okay, where the myocardial sarcomeres are laid in parallel and we get a thickening of the left ventricular wall. Choice C here says eccentric left ventricular hypertrophy. That's wrong. That reflects volume overload where the myocardial sarcomeres are laid in series. That's usually associated with an S3 heart sound, such as in dilated cardiomyopathy. We could also see eccentric hypertrophy in the volume overload from aortic regurgitation. We could see physiologic eccentric hypertrophy in high endurance athletes, such as cyclists. And then finally, choice D, increased number of cardiac myocytes. You say, well, why is that wrong? We could distill that definition further out as hyperplasia. Increased number is hyperplasia, right? It's not to say that we couldn't have hypertrophy here, but to say that we have hyperplasia is not quite accurate. The number of myocytes is not increasing per se. They're just hypertrophying. They're just increasing in size. So hyperplasia is less accurate of a description here than just our disorganized and hypertrophic cardiac myocytes. That's it.